As someone who believes in hard work, and I do, as I've grown older and hopefully a tad wiser, I've come to realise that hard work has a dark and dangerous underbelly. It's that underbelly that we're going to chat about today. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. The desire for success is what appears to make the world go round these days, at least in many people's lives. And up to a point, wanting to be good at what you do is a good thing. But way too many, me included back in the day, will sacrifice the most important things in their lives, their marriage, being a positive part of their kids' lives, their ability to impact their community for good, on the altar of success. So you have to ask yourself sometimes, why do people work so hard? Or more to the point, why am I working so hard? And if those are questions you've been asking yourself, then you wouldn't be the first. In fact, some 3,000 years ago, King Solomon of Israel wrote this in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 4. Then I thought, why do people work so hard? I saw people try to succeed and be better than other people. They do this because they're jealous. They don't want other people to have more than they have. It's senseless. It's like trying to catch the wind. So, a difficult question for you. If you're someone who's prone to overworking yourself, how much of that, honestly, is down to jealousy, plain and simple? How much of that is because you don't want others to have more than you? A word of warning. This is senseless. It's like trying to catch the wind. That's God's word, fresh for you today. There is so much wisdom in the Word of God. Wisdom that God means for your good. Wisdom that'll bless your socks off. Seriously. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Dealing with Difficult People. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com. May you be blessed as you receive His word.